you to the Wrestling with Life podcast.
Hey, wrestling fam. What is going on, you guys? Thank you so much for tuning back in to another episode of Wrestling with Life. If we have never met before, my name is Em Led, and if you're an ambitious person who struggles to get out of your own way and out of your own head, but there's a lot you want to reach and achieve and be in this life, then you are in the right place, because Wrestling with Life is all about getting out of our heads together so that we can grab life by the freaking balls. And if you are one of those people who wants to be successful, you have tuned in for literally the perfect topic today, because we are talking about redefining success and not getting caught up in the numbers. I want to start off today by asking you a question. Okay, you ready? How do you measure success? So I want you to think about when you're in the gym, when you're at work, when you're at school, when you're creating, even your lifestyle in general, how are you measuring yourself for success? And I need you to really think about this, because we are living in a society where numbers are everywhere, okay? Social media, likes, shares, comments, right? Now, more than ever, it's easy to compare yourself to other people to see kind of the numbers that they're putting up in different aspects of their life, whether it be, you know, online, in the real world. People are sharing more intimate details than ever about their actual success, right? So it's easier for us to kind of stack ourselves up number-wise against different people to see how we compare. When you're in the gym, do you measure your success in the gym based off of the number on the scale, or the weights that you're putting on the bar, or how many days you go to the gym, or, you know, in sports, like how many goals are you scoring? How many baskets are you making? How many touchdowns are you scoring? Stats are so woven into sports and athletic performance. It's become so incredibly normal that I think a lot of people look at statistics to kind of prove how good an athlete is at their craft and to make those comparisons, right? At work, how do you define success? Do you define it by the number of sales that you're making or the number of clients that you have? Do you define it by your salary or your title? Do you define it by the number of PTO days that you get, or how much praise you get from your boss, or in your quarterly reviews, the kind of feedback that you're getting, or the score on that review? When you're at school, are you defining your success based on how many A's you get, on your GPA, on what college you get into, the number of cords that are around your neck at graduation, like how many extracurriculars you were involved in while you were at school, how much scholarship money you received? In your creative life, if you're a creator or you have a business that you're supporting through social media, are you looking at likes and views and comments and shares and saves and followers and listens and downloads and making that the definition of how successful you are? And in your lifestyle, are you looking at the type of car that you drive, or the size of your home, or the number of kids that you have, the number of clothes in your closet, the number of parties you're invited to, or the number of friends that you have? Do you use any of these metrics to define success for your life? Now, let me clarify, I'm not saying that these metrics are inherently bad, and I'm not saying that using these metrics to, you know, compare yourself over time to make improvements is a bad thing. I'm not saying that it's evil or toxic to use numbers to help you get better or just to give you a realistic idea of where you're at in life, okay? Not saying that at all, so don't come for me. What I am saying is it gets toxic when you get obsessed with these numbers. It gets toxic when the numbers are the only thing that matter to you, and you can't see any sort of purpose in doing anything unless the numbers are climbing or the numbers are going down, you know, depending on what you're trying to do. The issue with this, when you get caught up in the numbers, is that it fosters discontentment within your soul. You forget your why. You forget the purpose behind why you're doing what you're doing. And on top of that, a lot of these things are completely out of your control, right? You can't control your salary at work. You can't control how much your boss gives you praise. You can't control the number on the scale all the time. Sometimes people are trying to lose weight so bad and they just can't. Sometimes you can't control the number of sales that you make or your GPA or how many scholarships you receive. Some of these things are truly just not within your control. So you kind of set yourself up for failure when you're basing your worth on things that you don't know whether or not you're going to be able to achieve or increase or grow those things, right? And what's more is any of those things can be literally taken from you at any point in time, okay? I need you to realize that. You could get fired from your job tomorrow. You could have to drop out of school tomorrow, or you could get a injury that takes you out of the gym tomorrow, or you could get sued and lose everything that you have in your name tomorrow. Any of those things are going to give you a come to Jesus moment where you have to then redefine success and what means success to you. And then the last point with that is there's always going to be more that you can achieve. So when you're looking at the numbers, you're never ever going to feel content when you're basing your success off of that, because there's always going to be a higher number that you can reach. You're always going to be able to get more views. You're always going to be able to make a higher salary. You're always going to be able to lift more in the gym than you are currently. You're always going to be able to get a higher GPA. There's always going to be someone with a better, nicer car or home out there, right? There's always better and there's always more. So where's the ceiling? When are you ever going to be happy? When you get lost in the numbers, the answer is never. You're never going to be happy if you're always looking at the numbers. You're always going to feel like you're behind or that you're not doing enough. Now, let me speak about my personal experience here, okay? Because this is a battle that I have been fighting my entire life, okay? You guys know that I was an athlete when I was young. I've been playing soccer since I was 4 years old. And when I was in high school, I was the soccer star. I was the track star. I was always that person who was putting up the numbers, right? So in high school, I'm the soccer star, right? I think I scored 68 goals and I started every single game. I played every single game. I think I may have led in assists as well. Like, I was up there in every possible statistic. Then when I get to college and I'm at the same level as everyone or they're better than me, I'm pretty sure I had 15 career goals over my 4 years. There were many games my senior year that I didn't start. I think I played in every game, but I didn't start every game. And comparatively, if you look at high school soccer versus college soccer, most people would say, based off of the numbers, that I was way more successful, right, in high school. So sports right there, that shows you I am measuring my success, how successful I am by statistics from a very young age. And that's kind of what I build my belief system on into adulthood. Now, today, I'm also in marketing in my 9-to-5 job. And in marketing, I do social media. I run our website at my 9-to-5. And all of the measurement of how well the content and work that I am creating, all of the marketing efforts that I'm producing for this company, is based off of numbers. How many times do you go viral? How many times do you get really good engagement on social media? How many website sessions? It's constant measurement based off of numbers. And now in my podcast, there's numbers all around me. How many listens? How many downloads? How many followers? How much engagement on social media? So it's numbers, numbers, numbers all around me everywhere. Let me tell you, okay, from firsthand experience, when you start getting caught up in those numbers, it is so damaging. It is so distracting. And you start forgetting the why behind what you're doing, okay? I've gotten so excited with the podcast because I have seen really cool growth really quickly. But then I start competing with myself and it's like, okay, if I'm not getting the numbers that I was getting last month, that means something's off with my content. That means I'm not giving the same value that I used to at some point. I had a couple Instagram reels that went viral three of them now are over 100,000 views on Instagram. And then that part of my mind that wants to keep growing and keep achieving and beat myself and compete with myself is like, okay, how do I get another reel to blow up? How do I get another TikTok to blow up? Whatever. And the problem with that is that the reason those reels went viral to start is because they were coming from a place of authenticity. They were coming from a place of my why I started this podcast. In each of those reels, I was speaking super vulnerably about my experience in life in the hopes that it would help someone else who was going through a similar season of life, right? So then if I start creating from a space of, oh, I want this to blow up, it's no longer coming from authentic energy and I've lost my why. Not to mention, then I get stuck on a hamster wheel of trying to make things grow and blow up and reach certain numbers. And it's fostering that discontentment within me. It's like, okay, why didn't this do as well as something else already did? And as you can see, as I'm talking through this, it's so silly as well, because numbers have nothing to do with my why. I'm not on this mic sitting here talking to you because of stupid freaking numbers that at the end of the day don't matter. It's just so deeply programmed within me that that's why my mind goes there. So I have to bring myself back to my why. Going back to college soccer as well. Yeah, if you compare my stats, college versus high school, I probably had a more successful high school career. But what you can't see, what you can't quantify in numbers in my college career is how much I grew as a person. My senior year, when I wasn't starting anymore and I was on the bench, I was forced to look at my why. Why was I playing soccer? Why was I on that team? If I'm not the starter on the team anymore, if I'm not putting up the goals and the assists and the numbers that I used to, why am I here? What is my purpose on this team if I'm not the one who's leading us to victory every game? And when I stepped back and asked myself that question, I realized that my purpose on the team was to be the encourager, the uplifter, the one who took care of other people and brought them up, you know? When you're on the bench, they teach you in sports that you're the one who are bringing the energy up for the people on the field. And you can, you know, sit there and say that that's corny or that that's, you know, a way to like pep talk the losers up. But I believe it's true. I believe that the people that are on the sidelines and supporting the people who are in the game are just as important, because they're the ones who help those players on the field get out of their head when maybe they're not playing the best game of their life. You know what I'm saying? And it humbled me a lot, and it made me step back and realize that being the leading goal scorer is not what I wanted to be remembered for. I wanted to be remembered as the person who brought others up, as the person who was selfless, as the person who assumed my role and was okay with my new role on the bench. And I was still playing, you know, but I was just spending more time on the bench than I was on the field sometimes. And all this to say, it just made me realize my why. And my why was that I was here to be a part of a team. I was here to be a human being rather than a soccer player, rather than someone who was producing all the time. I was doing the behind the scenes work, and the amount that that grew me as a person, to humble myself in that way, to realize that numbers and performance was not the most important thing, and that being a good human, a supportive human, an encouraging human was more important to me, that grew me so freaking much. And you can't put numbers behind that, can you? That's a thing that a lot of people don't realize, is that kind of growth, you can't quantify. You can't put metrics behind that. But I arguably think that it's more important. So it's one of those things that, like, you have to kind of reframe your mind to look at what you're doing in life and remember the why. Why do you go to the gym? Do you go to the gym to put up certain numbers, or do you go to the gym to take care of your mental health, your physical health, to take care of your body, to be better, to do the absolute best that you can that day? You know what I mean? Do you do it so that you can say, I went to the gym 5 days this week, and to have bragging rights? Do you do it for other people, or do you do it for you? when you go to work, do you go to work so that you can say, I have a six-figure salary and try to flex that on other people? Or do you go to work because it supports you and allows you to live the life that you want to live outside of work? And so that you can feel fulfilled, so that you can create, so that you can make someone else's life better through meaningful work. When you go to school, do you go to school so that you can get an A every single time and flex a 4.5 GPA? Or do you go so that you can learn, so that you can be better, so that you can build your knowledge, so that you can improve as a human being? When you create, are you bringing your art into the world or your business or your service into the world so that it betters other people? Or so that you reach a certain level of fame or status or quote unquote success by the world standards? And in your lifestyle, are you driving a certain type of car because you genuinely have always dreamed of that and wanted that? And that was just a, you know, something that you wanted to experience for yourself? Or are you doing that because you want it to look a certain way to other people and give you a certain type of status? Why do you do anything that you do? For me, when I ask myself this question, my why behind every single thing that I do now, why do I go to the gym? Why do I run this podcast? Why do I work the job that I work? Why do I do anything that I do? My answer always comes back to, I do this because I want to have peace. I want to have peace with myself at the end of the day. The emotion that I wish to feel every single day of my life is peace. I want to look myself in the mirror and to know that I lived within my integrity, that I did the absolute best that I could do every single day, that I'm proud of the life that I'm living, that I have peace with who I am, the way that I act every single day. In every aspect of my life, I want to know I did my best, I have peace, I'm proud of who I am. When I bring myself back to that purpose, back to my why, back to peace, numbers don't matter anymore. The number of listens or how quickly I grow this podcast doesn't matter anymore. The review score that I get at my job or the praise that I get from my boss or the salary that I have no longer seems to matter so much when I come back to my why and when I come back to peace. I know somebody in my life who is making six figures at their job, and they're so excited to boast about that, but they're absolutely miserable at their job. And it's like, I would take peace and joy and being happy with the work that I do over a six-figure salary any day. Why does it matter if you're making six figs if you hate your life while you're at work and you're miserable and you're constantly stressed out? That's something I don't understand. Why does it matter what type of car you drive or how big your home is if you feel like shit about yourself on the inside? That is why peace and purpose is just so more important to me now, so that when, you know, that old programming that I have from growing up in this world that's obsessed with numbers creeps in, I can remind myself, Emily, no, this isn't your why. You're not doing this to get fame or to blow up or to reach a certain amount of quote unquote success. You are already successful because you have purpose in everything that you're doing. If this podcast touches one person, there is immense purpose and value in that. So it doesn't matter how I compare to the other podcasts out there. It doesn't matter how many listens I get. It doesn't matter how many followers or how big this gets. There is purpose in doing it because it touches one single person. And that is something that I have to remind myself, because the numbers are constantly in front of my face. And it's so easy to get caught up in that. I remember when I first started this, I have a friend who is another creator, runs his own business. One of the first pieces of advice that he gave me when I started this is, don't get caught up in the numbers, because it's such a waste of time. It's such a rabbit hole, and it's not indicative of success. I have had people reach out to me saying, Emily, you sharing your experience helps me to feel not alone. It makes me feel validated for the emotions that I feel. It makes me feel like I'm a normal freaking human being. And to give somebody that type of peace, to let them know that the struggle that they have is not unique and that they're not alone in that suffering and in that space of discontentment and struggle. That is all I ever wanted when I started this, was just to let someone else know that it gets better and that they're not alone and that it's okay to be human and get out of our heads together. That's the whole why behind this. Do you know what I mean? I go to the gym because it helps me take care of my mental health, because it helps me to move my body, because it's fun, because I enjoy playing sports. I play soccer with my friends because it's fun, because I enjoy it. So today, wrestling fam, how do you measure success and how do you need to shift your mindset so that you are not getting caught up in the numbers, so that you're not feeling discontent, so that you know that you have the ability to feel peace with yourself right now and that peace isn't something that is contingent upon you producing something or you reaching a certain status or you reaching a certain number of downloads or views or sales or clients or cars or homes or children or friends or likes or comments or shares, whatever it is. None of those things are going to change the peace that you feel with yourself. And in fact, I think that they will only foster more discontentment. So drown out the noise of the world that's telling you you need all these certain things to be successful. You don't. You get to decide what success is to you. For me, it's peace. For me, it's purpose. If I have purpose and peace in my life, I'm so goddamn successful that nothing else matters. What is it for you? What is the feeling that you want to feel in life? Is it peace? Is it joy? Is it freedom? Is it authenticity? What is it? What do you want to feel when you look yourself in the mirror? That is the emotion that you should run towards. An exercise that I have for you to help you kind of figure this out is write down the emotion that you want to feel in life, because you can sit there and be like, okay, I want this car for myself. I want this home for myself. I want this job for myself, because you think that those things are going to give you a certain emotion, but they don't. I've seen so many interviews with billionaires who have everything they could ever want, and they are miserable. They are miserable. So your goal shouldn't be material things that you're working towards. You want to work towards a certain emotion. So for me, I wrote down, okay, I want peace and contentment in my life. I want peace, contentment, and purpose. Those are the feelings that I want to feel. So what am I going to do more of to get there? And what am I going to do less of to get there? I wrote this down in my journal this morning. To get peace and contentment, I'm going to do more stretching. I'm going to do more meditating. I'm going to do more journaling. I'm going to do more praying, more forgiveness, more breathing, more existing, more being with others, more running, more drinking water, more church, more devotionals. These are all wholesome, wonderful things that are going to help me to feel more peace and contentment. What am I going to do less of to get peace and contentment? I'm going to do less social media. I'm going to do less numbers. I'm going to stop checking my podcast stats so much. I'm going to get the frick off my cell phone. I'm going to watch less TV. I'm going to stop putting so much pressure on myself. I'm going to stop doing anything that makes peace and contentment go away for me. If there's something that I'm doing that's not within my integrity, how is that going to make me feel peace and contentment? Anything that makes you feel less of the emotion that you want to feel in your life, get it the frick out. Cut it out of your life. It is a distraction and it's not going to help you be who you want to be. Wrestling fam, I really hope that this episode helps you to think differently about success. It's not about numbers. It's not about money. It's not about status. You can chase all of those things your entire life and you will still feel like you aren't making it. You'll still feel discontent. You'll be like those billionaires who on the outside have it all, but on the inside, they hate themselves and they hate their lives. I don't want that for you. I want you to feel peace, baby. I want you to feel so much freaking peace that it's crazy. I want you to go to sleep every night with a smile on your face as you're looking at your life and as you're listening through all the things that you do have. I want you to just feel so happy and so much peace. That's my wish for you, wrestling fam. That's what I want for you. And you're not going to be able to get that the more that you stay caught up in the numbers. You're just not gonna. Make that list of what you need more of and what you need less of to work towards the emotion of what you want in your life, okay? Redefine success, baby. Success is completely up to you. You get to decide what that looks like for your life. My sister was just on the podcast not that long ago. Shout out to Jaylen. What I love about Jenna is she has never looked at material things or a certain status or a certain job title to define success for her life. For her, her definition of success is peace, is in being able to exist, in being able to enjoy the earth, in being able to enjoy other people and to feel the love from them. And she has peace with herself and her life because that's what matters to her. So for you guys, really sit there and think about what that means for you. If this episode helped you to redefine success a little bit, go drop me a little 5-star review wherever you listen, please. Really ask yourself these questions that I raised today and watch peace and abundance just motherfucking flow into your life. Have a great week, guys. Bye.